Welcome to Jackson Cast episode 2. We'd like to apologize for the wait. It was not intentional. It's just that I've had a ton of homework while Christoph, our co-host, has had none. It's so annoying. So how about we just start...
Definitely. Isn't it cool?
So how about we just start episode 2 now?
This podcast is brought to you by JacksonNet, your number one source for all things Percy Jackson. Just Google JacksonNet. That's JacksonNet.
So guys, as you may have noticed, we have a new theme song. So
yeah, it's definitely better than the other one that Jack picked, by the way.
Yeah, I picked it on short notice. This one I picked too, and it's a lot better, as we know. Okay. Yay me.
I'll be Twittering about it.
Twittering about it. Oh yeah, we got Twitter!
We've got Twitter, even bigger news than the theme song.
Yeah, but wanna know what's even bigger?
Oh yeah, this is the second biggest news. I have even bigger news than what Jack's going to say.
Okay. The Last Olympian is the title for book 5. And the publication date will be May 5th. May 5th. Oh my gosh, May 5th. I can't wait. 2009, by the way.
Me too. Same.
And as you may have noticed, when Christoph posted this as the news, he misspelled finally. Also, even bigger news than that. Oh my god!
First site, JacksonNet, was the first fan site to report it. So you guys can all quit looking at whatever other sites you.
Okay. Anyways, that's all the news. And remember, guys, go on the forum. We only have 3 members. Anyways, guys, we're working on a JacksonNet lexicon, which should be up soon. And it's going really well.
The JacksonNet lexicon?
Yeah, it's going really well.
Yeah. Of course, I had to do a lot of reforming and adding in JacksonNet, but otherwise, Jack is working on it too. So thanks, Jack.
Yeah. But I don't have a lot of time, so...
Yeah, because he has a lot of homework, and I don't. Oh, yeah!
Yeah, whatever.
Now put on the music, please. Mood music, okay?
Right, whatever. Anyways, guys. Okay, anyways. Character versus character. Our first one, is Kronos versus Zeus. Kronos right now, and I have to say Zeus.
One-on-one, Zeus would end up in the same fate that Kronos ended up.
What?
His own lightning bolt used against him. But, of course, Zeus had, like, the help of, like, a dozen other gods while he was fighting Kronos, so...
I think it'd be Zeus. Kronos is using, like, Luke, and Luke is weak.
Oh, yeah, actually, Luke isn't that weak, but...
Weak. Yeah, but still, I don't think. Oh yeah. I think it'd be Zeus. What do you think?
I think that if it actually came to that, Zeus would have to win.
Well, I mean, pretend that Kronos is the good guy and Zeus was the bad.
Kronos would win.
No,
good always triumphs, okay?
Okay, pretend that we're in a world of books where we're good and evil both triumphs equally. I'd say Zeus still.
Yeah, actually, you have a point because you know, Kronos did defeat his father Uranus, so basically it's like this huge cycle thing.
Yeah, I bet Zeus would kill him. Anyways, actually that was the only one, so now moving on to the main discussion. Theories about what book 5 title, The Last Olympian, will mean. And as we know, Kristoff has just been jumping up and down in his seat waiting to introduce his theory. So let's go to Kristoff.
It's actually the best theory you can come up with at the time. Well, it might be about the fact that Percy Jackson might become immortal and get his own throne on Olympus. As a reward for defeating Cronus.
Wait, what? Cronus. Anyways.
Yeah, Cronus.
So, what?
Okay, this is what exactly I said. Okay. Well, Percy might be offered immortality for defeating Cronus, which he probably will. And then he will also have his own throne on Olympus.
Who will?
And that would Percy.
Oh. I don't think Percy
is the last person to get that privilege. So, therefore, he would be the last Olympian.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. So, Percy would be the last Olympian.
Yeah.
I like that theory. I'm going to have a lot of editing. Moving on to what's next? Oh, yes, our main character discussion. This is a new segment where we talk about characters and what role they'll play.
And the character is Luke.
And the character isn't Luke. Jeez, I'm the one who planned it. Okay. The character today is going to be Annabeth. And what role she will play and what we think about her.
Okay, actually we got a question from this. It's old. I deleted it, but I still remember. So I might as well cite that question now, which is, why doesn't Annabeth tell Percy she likes him?
Oh, we've already discussed this, haven't we?
Oh, no, we have. Well, not on a recording that has been published
yet. Oh, yeah, no. Let me say what my answer is. I think it's because she's, like, too proud to say it, and she's still in love with Luke, and she knows she loves Percy more, but she's trying, but, she's, like, she doesn't exactly know, but, like, deep down, if she looked into her heart, she'd know that she loved Percy more, but she's too proud, and she has to wait for Percy to say it, for her to say it, because if she said it, and Percy didn't say it, and Percy said, oh, I don't love you, I just like you, then she'd be really embarrassed and her pride would be ruined. What do you think?
Well, I think that was exactly what I was going to say.
Oh.
You copied me.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I can read minds. Finish discussing Annabeth. Anyways,
yeah.
I think Annabeth will play a pretty big role because I think that she will actually help Percy defeat Luke and Cronos. And
yeah, she will.
Yeah, exactly.
I said go.
Jeez.
Okay, the thing I have to say, Jeff, is that I think that she will play a big part in defeating Luke, only as Pan said, it won't be a part that she expected.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Yeah, because Pan's prophecies will all come true. That's what
Really now?
Yeah, remember what Pan said?
Okay, you know what? When I said really now, I'd be sarcastic.
Okay, so I was saying that Pan's prophecies will come true because he is...
Okay, so, really, guys, like I was saying, she'd play a part in defeating Luke. And, mainly defeating Luke. I think that she'll actually completely help Percy kill Luke. Which would actually.
Percy and Annabeth won't have to kill Luke.
She won't, but she'll help Percy. She'll help Percy kill Luke.
Yeah, Luke won't have to be killed by them. Cronus or one of his minions will kill him, okay?
I don't think that. I think Percy will.
I think Luke is actually like a spy or really on the good side or something like that.
I don't think that.
Well, I do.
Okay. Anyways, I disagree with Christoph, as you know. I disagree with him a lot. I really just think that she won't.
Okay, if I were a betting man, I'd bet you on that, Jack. I'd say, you want to bet, I bet $50. Or I'd even say, you want to bet, I'd bet $150. But I'm not a betting man, so you can continue.
Yeah, nice copy, MuggleCast.
Oh, yeah. I copy everything. That spoiler was copied. Actually,
not. What do you mean that spoiler was copied?
Oh, I got from another site.
What site?
I don't bug sites and Jacksonet's own podcast.
Oh. Okay, anyways. I guess we'll just end it now because I have nothing more to say.
Okay.
Do you have anything?
So, what's next?
We're ending the podcast. Because I have nothing more to say about any of this crud. Unless you do.
I don't. So, anyway, we'll just. Okay, so I'll start wrapping it up.
Okay, you
and
can.
And afterwards, you're going to have to start editing.
No! We're going to remake the mini episode right after this.
Okay. Okay, fine.
Okay, so start with all the contact crud.
Okay, Jack, tut, children will be listening to this.
No one cares about crud, it's not a bad word. Crud.
But what about, you said, okay, you're going to have a lot of editing to do.
Yeah, I am.
I can't wait until all the emails come on in. So, anyway, let me start off. Okay. So, if you would like to email us, you can email us at jacksoncastpodcast@gmail.com or jacksoncast@podomatic.com.
Or jacksonnetsite@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, or that. That's the site email. Any one of those emails works. You can also use any of the contact forms, handy feedback forms at jacksonnet. Either one works, but if you use the jacksonnet feedback form, I would advise you to put Jackson Cast in the subject line so we know that you're emailing the podcast. Also, visit the Contact Us page for a variety of ways to contact us, including PMing us on the forum and email addresses. You can also, don't forget to check out the JacksonNet forum where there are lots of posts and lots of other stuff there. Okay,
and also, don't forget our new addition, the voicemails. That's a voicemail. All you have to do is download Audacity at audacity.com. Download Audacity at audacity.com. That's
A-U-D.
Will you just be quiet? I'm trying to do this. Okay. Also, we have a new way to contact us, and that is a voicemail. All you have to do is go to www.audacity.com and download it. Then you record your voicemail and export it as a MP3 or WAV format. WAV is spelled WAV. And then send it to us at jacksonnetsite@gmail.com or any other of our emails. This will not work with the feedback form. And to spell Audacity, it's spelled AUDASITY. That's AUDASITY. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Dick reminds. Okay, so follow us on Twitter, DickTheSnowAtDick.com, and go to First Once a Month at PodcastAlley.
This wraps up episode 2 of Jackson Cast, and goodbye. Bye.